ओम शांति। ब्रह्म कुमार ब्रिजमोहन बाय, बोर्न इन 7 जनवरी 1934 इन पंजाब इन इंडिया। ब्रह्म कुमार ब्रिजमोहन बाय अटेंड हॉनर्स डिग्रीज इन लॉ एंड कॉमर्स एंड क्वालिफाइड एज ए चार्टर्ड अकाउंटेंट। ही फर्स्ट केम इन कॉन्टैक्ट विद ब्रह्म कुमार इज इन 1955 एज ए लॉ स्टूडेंट एट दिल्ली यूनिवर्सिटी। ब्रिजमोहन बाई जी इज वन ऑफ द थ्री मोस्ट सीनियर डेडिकेटेड ब्रदर्स ऑफ द ब्रह्म कुमारी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन। ही प्लेज ए प्रोमिनेंट रोल इन द डिसीजन मेकिंग एंड एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन ऑफ दिस ग्लोबल स्पिरिचुअल यूनिवर्सिटी। ही इज अ प्रिंसिपल सेक्रेटरी ऑफ द ब्रह्म कुमारीज ऑर्गेनाइजेशन एंड अ मेंबर ऑफ इट्स एपेक्स कमिटी एट द हेडक्वार्टर्स इन माउंट आबू राजस्थान। He is secretary of both the Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation and the Brahma Kumaris Educational Societies. Brahma Kumar Brijmohan Bhai is a editor of Purity, the monthly spiritual news magazine of the Brahma Kumaris since its inception in 1981. He is coordinator of Om Shanti Retreat Center near New Delhi, which is the northern Indian campus of the Brahma Kumaris and brother in charge of Delhi Zonal Service. He also serves as a member of the core committee on value education of the Ministry of Human Resources Development, Government of India. A knowledgeable and experienced Raj Yogi, he has participated in several international United Nations NGO conferences as the representatives of the Brahma Kumaris in New York, USA, including the Millennium Conference of Religious Leaders. An excellent communicator, sensitive and a witty lecturer, and astute intellectual, he has presented different aspects of spirituality to rapt audiences all over the world, including USA, Russia, Europe, Australia, Southeast Asia, North and South America, and Africa. Om Shanti. Thank you. Now we'll hear from Brijmohan Bhai.
The period of confluence is the best period of the world cycle, because only at confluence we can ascend. And in this period of confluence also, there are certain times which are still more auspicious, and those are when we souls of Bharat get to meet our brothers and sisters from all parts of the world. This will be a common scene in the golden and silver ages, because the world will be one and we will be coming and going on picnic. But now this is starting here. The topic and the subject and other things are only an excuse for meeting. So sister has given me a long sentence as a topic. The power to earn, or you have got that topic? Yes. What is it? Method. The method to earn, to accumulate and then donate treasures of knowledge. If we have just to donate, then why do take all the trouble of earning and accumulating? If it was money, people say you first earn the money, then accumulate the money and then donate the money. What for? What do you gain out of it? Anyhow, first of all, treasures of knowledge. Because that is the main substantial thing. Which knowledge? What knowledge? we are all Brahmins, so we know. All are BKs here, some new souls also. BKs. So, knowledge to us means only godly knowledge. Knowledge coming direct from Baba. All other knowledge is to us, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Only then we can distinguish between real treasures and false treasures. It is said these days that there is a knowledge explosion. But all knowledge is not wisdom, and much less spiritual wisdom, and still less godly wisdom. All knowledge is not godly wisdom. And that can create, what does this knowledge create other than Baba's knowledge? It produces ego. I am so learned. Some people claim to be knowing 20 languages. Some have read all the big scholars and so on. So, there are gems, jewelry, false jewelry and real jewelry. False jewelry is maybe more attractive looking, but has no value. So I have never seen Brahma Baba, Mateshwari, senior dadis ever quoting Shakespeare or whosoever they are. Huh? No. Because there may be beauty of language, art of delivering, but the real substance is not there. So, the true knowledge, the right knowledge, complete knowledge that we are getting from Baba is the knowledge we are talking about. Many of our brothers and sisters know this. Even the Christians, very strong Christians, they never read any other literature. They read only the Bible. If you give them, they will just smile. Here also, in 1955 when we came, some nuns used to do walk in the morning and evening. From there, Brahma Baba got this saying, none but one. Baba used to say nun means N-O-N-E nun, but they, on looking at those nuns, Baba will say they are all remembering their own divine father. They are not looking sight scenes. So therefore, still there are some BKs who want to have better expression, oral or written. They take some quotations. They read some other nice things, but they should know that that only dilutes godly knowledge. You have to say it in more words and the content will not be concentrated. Have you ever seen Dadi Janaki quoting from anyone? No. Or Dadi Prakashmani or Dadi Hirday Mohini? No. So therefore, we should also, when we have so much knowledge given directly by Baba, every day different knowledge, new knowledge like snow on the hills, why should we? There is no need for us to dilute it or mix it with something else. A boy studying in 7th standard, his result was declared. He came home and the parents asked, how did you fare? What is your result? He said, very well, very good. Very good news for you. You don't have to buy new books this year. All right. Similarly, our scriptures, whether it is Quran or Gita or Bible or Granth or whatever, that boy only saved parents' money for 1 year. And we have saved it for centuries. Same books we are reading again and again and again. We never qualify for a new book. What is this? So this itself shows the difference between godly knowledge and this. Then I need not say more. So we will note that we should only imbibe, digest, or do whatever we are supposed to do by this topic with this knowledge. So godly knowledge, it's a real valuable, most valuable, precious, priceless wisdom. It tells us not only of the past, but accurately of the future, not only our own individual future, but future of the whole world. So Brahma Baba used to say, Baba teaches world history, world geography, unlimited history and geography of the universe. Just in the same class, one single class, one single lecture, and it covers the three dimensions of time, history, shown by the picture world cycle, and geography, shown by the three worlds picture. Finish. Souls come, come, keep coming. All souls come, go back. And this one. One horizontal and one vertical cycles. So finish. If you place any of your problems or any puzzle or any question on this globe comprising two things, just as the magicians have a globe and they have a magic wand, and as somebody asks something, where is that prince going? They will just put the wand around and see the globe lighted, and he will say, oh, the prince is going there. So likewise, you can see the track of anything and everything in this world by just keeping in your mind these two nice, simple things. So Baba has given us so much power. He is Master Almighty. He knows the three dimensions of time. So we also possess a replica of that in our minds. Finish. So this is knowledge. But then, knowledge remains in the head. You may possess any treasure, but we must be able to put that treasure to use. Otherwise, this is more miserable to have something and not be able to use it. These days, in India, many people have plenty of real gold and diamond jewelry. Many. India is a traditional country where all people are supposed to be having this jewelry. But they can't use it. They don't use it. They keep it in bank lockers, safe and sound. And maybe once in a while, 3 or 4 times in a lifetime, they may take it out, be very careful, like George Bush, with all the security still, that something may not happen, and use it on very, very rare occasions when they have to show it in some family programs. Otherwise, all artificial jewelry. So we have, but we can't use it for fear of life, own life. A few years back, a robber entered a ladies' compartment of the railway train in India, snatched the necklace of a lady and was going to jump from the running train. That lady said, why you are taking this risk? This is artificial. Please, huh? So therefore, people don't use it at all. They have, but they can't. Many rich businessmen of India go in small cars. Why? Because if they use big cars, the income tax people will follow them, that they have a lot of money. So this is called helplessness. So these are the times, either you don't have, or you have and don't use. So we, BKs, have the best of treasures. But whether we are, how much we are using of it, that is important. So the first part of the topic is method to acquire, method to earn. Yes, earn. Actually, earning involves lot of labor. He earned his wages. We don't earn as such. We are entitled to it as inheritance. The only trouble we have to take it to just come to the class, keep our ears open and minds open, and it comes. So we don't earn it like wages. You must have read a Murli last month. A very interesting Murli in which Baba has said that birth by birth, earning and spending, the account of karma, starts only from copper age. Our account of, earlier we used to think that karmic account means as you sow, so you reap, as much you sow, so much you reap, whosoever sows, that person reaps. Okay. We thought it is coming right from the beginning. No. Baba has clarified, only from copper age, this earning and spending starts, making of karmic account. How about the paradise or golden and silver age? We get it as inheritance. So here also, it's at confluence we get that inheritance. So we can just keep our vessel as big and as open as possible, and it will pour in. So just as if a person wants to enjoy more food, must have good digestion. Similarly, to get more of Baba's knowledge, what you require is a good digestion and good appetite, spiritual, intellectual. So it will come. So to earn, we know the meaning of earn now. Like a prince earns his breakfast and dinner. Prince is a prince. He is entitled. But even entitlement has to be availed. If you get a free pass for something, you must avail it, avail of it. Otherwise, it's a piece of paper. So we all are lucky in the sense we are eligible. Just as in these days people use the word honorable, respectable, able, not honored or respected. Similarly, we are eligible to this Baba's Gyan, but whether we really avail of it, if we avail, we earn. So now to avail of it is available. All students are taught, Baba says, the same lesson. All doors are open for morning meditation, for meditation before class, for the Murli. There is no day, we don't have a holiday from Murli. Brahma Baba never had a holiday all those years. Now the question is, those who have to avail, they have to mark their attendance. Here no register is kept. We have to see whether we are present all those days, no absence. As Dadi Janki says very proudly, I have never missed Amrit Vela. And number two, what was our stage even when we were present? Were we thinking of booking our air tickets for return journey? Or were we enjoying a trip to our country back, sitting here? Or whether we were attentive? Like, you know, the bird that collects, somehow they say, chatrak, huh? It collects something, water drop, it becomes a pearl. Nothing missed. So while we put ourselves for entitlement, nothing should spill over, nothing should go out of our entry point. So therefore, that is also important, our stage. Now how will that come? That comes by our total attention that we are godly students. Godly student life is the best. We all know, and Baba has also told us. Godly student life is the best, and we are godly students. Now what a difference we know. If we start making a list of the differences between godly student life and the other student life, you will see the difference. Our teacher comes from how far? Our teacher doesn't charge us any fees. Our teacher never absents himself, and so on. So many things. But godly student is a student not only during the class, but all through the day and all through the period. And then only that student can be student in the class. In the same way, how much attentive we are. I may be doing a job, I may have some family responsibilities, I may be running a center, I may be doing whatever and dealing with business, but first and foremost, I am a godly student. That is number one. So on that will depend my period during which I study or during which I meditate. Entire outlook towards life is of godly student. In one Murli Baba has said, you have not come here to spend your life, but to make your life. We are just not should be happy. We are having good days. If a problem comes, Baba helps us. Our meditation helps us. Our knowledge helps us. No. We are here to make life, not one life. In those universities, 2 days back only, Murli says, not for 1 year. It is for generations. So how attentive we are to be as godly students. Number two, there are two main things which can, whatever we have earned or acquired, to retain that in its pure and perfect form, to be able to use it, we should be careful about company. What company we keep? Because you will find all rich people have got friends, a lot of friends, because they are moneyed. So people want to use their money. All the free fellows will come around. And as you become poor, they will run away. So even in this gyan, the richer you are in gyan, there will be more friends of the different type who wants to use all your treasures. So our time is precious. You may have a friend who may make you while away your time. Temporarily you forget it is Sangam confluence. Or who may make you use your godly knowledge for different purposes. Many people go for godly service to a station, to a city, a program. And they go about all that area for sightseeing, this, that. I live in Delhi. Many BKs who come there, they want to go to Agra. What for? I ask them. One very foolish king spent lot of money to make a sort of a mosque or a memorial for his dead wife. Okay? That is his business. Achha. And now, we are wise people going all the way, coming from all parts of the globe to see that foolishness. And what we get out of it, I don't know. But this is one example. But many, 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 many. Achha. And we have friends. Supposing I go to Canada, our own well-wisher, they will say, come on, brother, we will show you the second largest TV tower in the world. Come, come, come. Or we will take you for a boat ride. So, I know, it varies from person to person. But You may go to please them, but be focused. Be doubly careful to what you are doing. Sometimes they will trick you, no, you will have company, you want picnic with the bouquets and so on. But basically, what is your attitude? So side scenes, there are two types of horses. Dadiji was also talking in the morning in the class, Shantivan, about horses. Baba says, many people make lot of money in horse races. So he said, Brahma Baba was so clever, he got so many horses for horse race, 108 and 8 and so on. So these horses are two types. There are horses which are put in front of coaches. So their eyes are blinded. You will find they do like this so that they don't see side scenes. They just are focused on going and they are pulled. But race horses' eyes are not blinded. They are so focused. There may be 10,000 people watching their race. They are not bothered. They are just to race against each other. So Dadi was explaining what is the difference between race and copying. So what I mean is, we have to be focused. And there are so many stories in Indian scriptures of how Arjuna got number one and others number wise because of the focus. So we may be having plenty of available opportunities, and mostly our friends, so-called well-wishers and friends. So we have to make them cautious rather than if they don't hear, it's okay, but we should not fall prey to this thing, waste our this thing. One is what we call that, and more dangerous is the mind inside. There is godly knowledge and there is my own view of the world and things around. My own view of myself, my understanding of right and wrong, my power of purushartha, effort and so on. So this is called manmat. How much our own mind's thinking we use, you will find sometime we may be going a little divergent and someone may give us a hint. There is no command or order here. And Baba used to distinguish between a direction and Shrimat also. Somebody says, please, then our mind is so strong, our own thoughts, we say, no, I know what is good for me. So this adding or mixing our mind's own thoughts with the godly program, what will it happen? That you have a computer program given by the Supreme Almighty, Supreme Computer. And you have your own computer program which is virus filled already. Because this our computer program, we have been operating from copper age and it has got so many errors. So if you want to do this, something else happens. So now Baba is giving us a separate one, but keep it virus free. And we put without checking it into our own computer, then what will happen? Whatever tallies, whatever of godly knowledge tallies with my own view is okay for me. Say, Baba says, oh children, you have just to mentally remember me. If you want to go for a walk, go for a tour of whole world, mix up with your relative, because it tallies with my own thinking. Have whatever food you like, enjoy life. Only you have to remember, yes, Baba, very good. Because it tallies with my thinking. And whatever doesn't tally, I will try. So therefore, the reason is, Baba not only gives us knowledge, but also gives us the power and the blessing at the same time to be able to implement that knowledge. No doctor will, even worldly doctor will give you a medicine which may react on you. So he will give you all the tonics and other things and precautions and diet controls so that medicine gives you benefit. For a child, he may give half the tablet. When I joined my job, so we had a military doctor. Military doctors are, very strong and they have just one say, yes, this and nothing else. He was appointed in our corporation, and one person went with some problem of cough. So he said, he prescribed some medicine. Then that person said, my dog also have this. Kata, give him also the same medicine. So what I mean to say is, we should not do like this. The same rules should not apply to everyone. So if we have to follow Shrimat, Shrimat should be complete, not mixed. So that is also important. Then only we will be able to accumulate. Otherwise we will think we got so much. We have accumulated so much. How come? Because certain additions, adulterations have taken place. That may look big, not effective. Just as in the playing cards, we have got number 1, number 2, up to number 10. So they look very big. Number 10 has got 10 figures. But if you go further, then there is a slave. But I don't know what you call in English. Huh? Jack. So that slave is also higher than number 10 in numbers. And then there is a queen, then there is a king, and there is a single one. So likewise, one card of king is much bigger than the number 10, 8, 9 and so on. So coins, one is change and one is a solid denomination. So we have to see, we don't waste our time in change, in details. So Baba says in nutshell, you have the main denomination. Nobody collecting gems will collect, say, silver. Tons of silver may be worth only a few gems. So therefore, we should become subtle and subtle and subtle. More precious things should come in our mind. So neither waste it with the so-called well-wishers, nor let your own mind overpower you, nor any outside so-called knowledge, scriptures, books, literature or speeches of other people should influence us, then we will have that in pure form. Then acquiring. Okay, we have acquired. But what is mine out of that? Is it filled in my book, copy books, notebooks only? Or has it gone into my mind? These days, learning means professor's notes gone into the student's notes. Finish. Nothing comes here. So not that way. So we have to say you have got a gallon of milk with you. How much of that milk is really a part of you, whatever you have taken and digested? Otherwise the gallon remains there. I don't know whether you know about ghee. I was going to give example of ghee, means butter oil. In India, many grandparents sent butter oil to their children in the city, so that they can have become healthy. So a person gets butter oil, lot of butter oil, but is not using it, just happy that I have got it. Has no meaning, isn't it? There were 3 students in a hostel. So they were studying. Normally in the hostel, food is served by the school. So they get butter oil from their house, every one of. So all of them got 1 kilo of butter oil. And at the end of 3 months, one had made only use half of it. And the other has used full. The third one has same, it was not used at all. All were taking food for 6 months. But how it happens? One said, I am every day using it. The other one said, I have a match stick. And I just dip the match stick and put it on my roti. Finish. Then it was less. The third one, he had it intact. He was also eating. He said, I just put my roti around the tin of the buttermilk, finish. So it is full. So similarly, we may be having intellectual player. Murli was very good. Baba said, don't give sorrow to anyone. Don't get sorrow. Really, very nice. But if you go around and you find somebody sad, what is it? I was not given good house, good accommodation. When I went, the trolley was finished and so on. So this is what? So it is not using it properly. Or say, look, my reservation is not done. One has to go after 15 days, but from today itself, what will happen if I don't get air booking? What will happen? So on. So Baba says that these are situations in which Gyan has to be applied. And the essence of it is, whatever may happen, my state should not be disturbed. And Baba has said, those who go deep, they don't get disturbed. Those who don't go deep into the knowledge, on the surface of ocean there may be strong waves, but deep down there is peace. So therefore we must deeply not only understand, but bit by bit imbibe. You can't drink the whole of it also. Say someone is given gripe water for the child, whole bottle. So one is supposed to feed one spoon to the child, not the whole bottle at one time, so that child become healthy in one day. Similarly, you don't take your whole medicine bottle the same day. It may be a very good tonic. So likewise, this Gyan can only be digested bit by bit. Whatever is given today, we must digest it by tomorrow. Supposing, even in the otherwise the food that we get, someday you are not able to digest your food, and they give you in the dinner, then what will you say? No, it's okay. When I used to come to Mount Abu earlier years, here we get very good food and plenty, as much as you like. And I used to cook my own food in my center. So I thought it's very nice. So first day I will take more than required, hoping, okay, I will skip the next one, but let me have to my full. In the evening again, I was supposed to skip, but I will say, no, let me have, tomorrow I will miss, and so on. I will be all the time overfed. Likewise, neither you should be underfed, nor you should be overfed with Gyan. The dose you get, you must digest. It becomes your own. Baba says, if you do your own, then it is your Gyan. You now own the Gyan. Otherwise it is just given by Baba. Even a small child can read the Murli. Everybody will be happy. The reader will also be happy because it is pure nectar. But we must imbibe. So as we accumulate, then what happens? Now the next part of the topic is to accumulate. So how much we have accumulated? The accumulation will tell us how much of divine powers we use for living. When we start in Gyan, everybody is using some power or the other. So we were using the powers of Maya. The whole world is living using the powers of Maya. Okay? For example, countries are accumulating more arms and ammunition, and the more one has got is considered more powerful. Power of Maya. Although arms and accumulation can only kill. People are collecting more money. Oh, even if this happens, if water, a glass of water costs $100, I have money to spend. Okay, I am safe. And so on. I do my life insurance, this, that, become strong, able to fight, learn judo, karate. All these are powers of Maya. So that under certain situations I will do. Some people learn abusive language. Nobody can beat them in that. They say, oh, I will see how a gentleman can remain a gentleman. I will go on adding my dose of abuses. In India there is a school for the police persons where they are taught this. Anyhow, all these are powers of Maya. One gets degrees, doctorates, double doctorate, four times doctorate, whatever, big houses, big motor car. People will think he is a big man. Big car means big man, and so on. So powers of Maya. These can be reduced to five words: ego, greed, anger, attachment, and lust, powers of Maya. They are predominant. We come in Gyan. Now how much of gyan we have accumulated means we go on substituting the powers of Maya with powers of Baba. Earlier we had competition. Now we have cooperation. Okay? Then in between there is sometime cooperation, sometime competition. With some cooperation, with some competition. And so on. But finally, as it is distilled, as the dust settles down, our life becomes free of these things. The more we are free of ego, ego is very subtle also. There is an ego of not having any ego. That is very subtle. I have no ego. So therefore, anger, I don't get angry. Even a businessman or a shopkeeper or a receptionist doesn't get angry. They smile, they talk sweet. Or even India-Pakistan presidents talk sweet. But that is what is inside. Is there enmity, hatred or what? So therefore, here people even watch a cricket match between two countries. If their own country wins, they are so happy as if they have gained something. If the other one wins, they start getting frustrated. No sportsman spirit, because there is no spirit at all. So therefore, ego, anger, and hidden anger is also there. Inside, there is an explosion and there is an implosion inside. So it is underground anger. So you, inside you feel bad, I won't come here again. But outside you say, okay, you are smiling. So any type of anger, then greed. Even greed for godly service. I should go instead of this person, I should grab this. Any type of greed. Accumulation is not bad. Greed is a disease. But how is greed expressed? A millionaire person doing shoplifting of a small thing. What is that? The millionaire can afford, but the inner being is a beggar. Millions are there, but the nature is to get more. So therefore greed, attachment. In one Murli Baba has said, if you have attachment, if that person with whom you are attached becomes sick, you think I am sick. If that person loses, you think I have lost. Just as there is the story of a genie and a parrot, that if you twist the leg of a parrot, the genie will be twisted, because his life is in that. So likewise, attachment is very bad. We say life is a journey. It is a short-lived, even physically it is a journey. Then why are we attached? In Gyan, we know the problems of attachment. Attachment means gravity. Gravity means graveyard. And because this world is called Kabristan or a graveyard. A grave means where you can't fly up, the soul, you can't even move about. And this gravity keeps everything tied to this earth. You throw anything with great force, it will come down. So this gravity is attachment. Closest is this body, and then all other things. That is why Baba says, body conscious, all other vices will come. Then you require anger, greed, ego, attachment. Soul conscious, you don't require these. Instead, you require humility, you require contentment, you require detachment, you require love, mercy and other things. So, the result of accumulation will be, the more we accumulate, the more we will be using divine weapons, we call them weapons, invisible weapons are shown with the deities, divine tools and divine powers instead of the other devilish or Maya's powers. So this is the test. You feel free. So much so that even if you are doing involved most into the most troublesome, difficult or so-called complex situation, you are free. And the proof is there before you. Dadi Janki is the proof. Dadi Gulzar is the proof. They are running all these centers having lives of all Baba children in their control. But have you ever found them hurrying up? The Brahmani will say, Dadi, now go. He will say, okay. I learned from Dadi Janki this thing, I think 40 years back. What happened? That for the first time, at that time Brahma Kumaris were small, the governor of a state of India visited Mount Abu, first time. And it was supposed to be a big event, naturally, step by step. So I was told to look after that governor in Mount Abu, Panda Bhavan. So naturally, I became very careful, oh governor, I have to supposed to look after. Because up to that, I have only been looked after. I have never looked after anyone. So my first experience, so I was very much worried, nothing should go wrong. So I lodged that governor in a room in which there Dadi Prakashmani lives now. That was an empty room near the history hall. So I asked him, first of all I thought he will be waiting. So I put a South Indian song of Gyan in the cassette. I didn't know that there are three South Indian languages and the person of one language doesn't like the other. So I put a Tamil song, he was a Telugu. He said, no, Hindi is okay. They would like Hindi rather than that one. I didn't know, so okay. After that, I asked him, will you take some fruit juice? He said, yes. So I went running. And now we are issue bhan sits. So there was the fruit go down. Fruit was kept. So two sisters were there. I said, juice for governor, quick. So at that time they didn't have a machine. They will take a piece of cloth, put the orange and squeeze. That was the time method it used to be taken out. So I again went back running to the governor to see he's all right. No mosquito inside or something. After 1 minute, I thought he's now waiting. He's waiting for the juice. So I again went back. And the sisters had filled about 3/4 of the glass. And still were doing that. So I said, hurry up. At that time, Dadi Janki crossed. She saw. I said, juice for the governor. She said, she only did like this. And I don't forget that. She meant be patient. So therefore, I thought later on that juice will be taken out only in its proper time. Why am I so exercised about it? He is only a Kaljugi governor. So he may be a big man. Later on, now I am quite different. But then at that time. So therefore, this thing one learns in practical field. Another time what happened? That was a more, sometimes a problem you are able to solve or overcome, a bigger one comes. Then you say, I failed because I never anticipated a bigger one will come. But every test that you pass, you don't have to appear in that test second time. Say, I qualify the 6th standard, I don't have to appear in 6th exam again, but 7th will be there. And at that time I will think this is the biggest. And so on and so on and so on. There is no end to perfection. What happened? Again, Uttar Pradesh of India is the very biggest state. So there is a city called Agra, where that Taj Mahal was made by that fellow. So there, first time, the Brahma Kumaris organized a big fair. At that time, a big fair. And the governor of Uttar Pradesh was supposed to inaugurate it in the evening. 5 o'clock. So they had invited all the BK seniors, dadis, to participate in that. And it was finishing touches were being given. But it was so attractive, crowd had already collected, a little crowd. And they were being told, after the governor comes, you can see. So the brother in charge of that area, service in charge, he suggested to dadijis that there is some airstrip where paratroopers do para dropping there. So he wanted the dadijis to see that. And that thing took half an hour. After every half an hour, the paratroopers will come from some other place, do para dropping. So Dadiji is normally, they say yes. Wherever they go, they say yes to please the local people. Dadiji said, okay. So we all went there. Some chairs were provided. Dadijis were chatting, talking, BKs were moving. I was also one of them. So half an hour passed and no para droppers came. I saw the watch. It was already 4:15. Then that brother came and said, Dadi, one trip they have missed. So you have to wait another half an hour, then you will see that. Now in my own wisdom I thought, what is this? Are they children? They should see this para dropping. Why don't we go? There is a lot of crowd there. Big event. Governor is going to come. Why? But Dadis were in normally talking to every, very easy. They said, okay, we will wait half an hour. So I started becoming uneasy. What is this? Huh? What is this brother? He doesn't give importance to godly service. What for he has brought Dadis now? It is not there. Why don't we go back? Then suddenly I thought, if the Dadis are peaceful, everyone is happy, and the decision has been taken, why am I disturbed? What is wrong with me? Am I senior to Dadis in wisdom or what? So I decided, no. Let us sit there whole night, doesn't matter. I will not disturb myself. So I became easy. So many times you will find, many times, this a person from USA, no, South America. Now people come in Panda Bhavan, all are foreigners. So we had little accommodation. So we will spread a carpet and they will all sleep on the floor, go away. But when I went to their country, I found he is a very high officer in the government, good house, daughter and all that. I said, the Panda Bhavan people don't know them at all. So they are treating everybody like that and they may be feeling very uncomfortable but not expressing. So one such brother told me that he was some local sister of that center for overseas said, you go to Mount Abu. Here it will take you 1 year to make your such stage. As you will do that in Mount Abu in 10 days, there are samples there. You just see their life, you will be very impressed and so on. She praised Mount Abu so much that that brother decided to come to Mount Abu. Now see what happens. He comes. So he reaches our tired, you know, Indian railways, all that, taxi. So he comes in the Panda Bhavan. So there is a bell. They have to knock, ring that bell to call the person. So nobody came to attend. He had a big suitcase. Then a sister came and said, yes, okay, you wait here. Now that person is sitting and waiting. Nobody is attending. So his thoughts started. Look, they said it's a place of samples. You will be able to get lot of good stage. But I am feeling uneasy. I think I made a mistake in coming here. Is this the way they treat? Even in the world, you go to a hotel, they welcome you and all that. What is this? So he was thinking, and his battery of power was getting discharged. You know, here is the battery. It started getting discharged. He started feeling uneasy. So then, in the evening, I again met that person, was very happy. I said, what? What happened? He said, I was given a class by a teacher who said, I told him all that. They said that you will meet samples, but I got very not good treatment. That person in the class told him, whosoever, that you were told this is a center, that is a university. And in university, even the teachers are given tests. Even the teacher, you are a student and you should feel lucky that your test started right from the gate itself. So when it was explained that the brothers who were supposed to attend to him waited, up to a certain time, and then his own train had got late, and after some time, when the time was enough time, they waited, they thought, let us have our breakfast, delayed breakfast. So they had gone for breakfast. That is how it happened. So you should take it as a small test, and even if you have to wait some time more, think, I am to be in yoga with Baba. It doesn't matter whether I am here or there. My plane could be delayed. My train could be delayed. So you will feel comfortable. So he said, yes, okay. And then his battery of the power started recharging. The more waiting, more power he gets. Like that it is. So it depends on how we look at things. If we look at the other person's problem, they and why did this and that did, we will be uncomfortable. If we look at our own, it's my own, and it can happen for other reasons also, it will be all right. In New Delhi, a person was hired a taxi to go to airport. So the taxi was old and there was traffic also. So that person was hurrying up, please, fast. So the driver told him, never mind, in Delhi, most planes fly late. So you be comfortable, be easy. He said, I am the pilot, so please be fast. So like that also it happens. So sometimes, you know, situation that you say, unless you heard the other side, you don't know what is happening. So we making our own ideas may not work. Achha. So now we come to the next part, third part of it. That is donating. Very nice. Now we have collected so much treasures of knowledge. What for? If you have got something extra, then what you require? What you do with that? If you don't have extra, then what happens? First of all, it is natural that everyone will meet their own requirement. It is natural. Supposing water is flowing and you get a depression on the way, what will the water do? First fill the depression and then proceed further. Similarly, a hungry person cannot donate their own food. That is natural. So the first thing we do with the whatever we get is to meet our own requirement. It is okay and it is allowed, because instead of keeping something unused, there are many people who have and they don't use, and they lead a miserly poor life. When they die, people find that their lot of money was with them. So we have to use it, and for our own requirement, Baba says, use all this gyan for making your life contented, satisfied, fulfilled. Because once it is fulfilled, even if you go on putting water in this glass, after it is full, it will start spilling over. So once you are, we are not fulfilled, then we can't donate. Even if we donate, we will be doing at our cost. But once you are fulfilled, what you will do with that? A businessman, business person, whatever money that person requires to run the business gets double of that, what will happen? He will expand his business. If he gets still more, then that person will reinvest. Isn't it? If you don't know anything to do with what you get extra, sometimes it is very dangerous. It happened with a person who was a very ordinary repair shop. He had a little repair shop. And he won a lottery of big amount, 100 times, in your denomination, let us say, $10 million or something like that, small shop. So the lottery people thought that if we tell him the amount at one go, then he may get shock and he may die. Sometimes people get a shock. Achha. So they sent their salesperson to slowly and slowly tell him, bit by bit, what he has got so that he can digest it. So they went and they said, supposing, you know, you are sitting here, this, if you get $10,000, then what will you do? He got excited, blood started running in his body. He said, I will have a little shop and get nude. And slowly and slowly, that person went on adding to that amount. So it was $10 million, you know, but not easy to tell him. So after he reached $5 million, that fellow's head got jammed. And he said, I will give half to you. And that man died of shock. So this also happens. So now, same thing is with us also. We people living ordinarily, suddenly Baba tells, first of all, you will go to paradise, no problem, everything provided, long life, full life, enjoy whole life, and not one birth, 21 births. It is a much bigger lottery, and we are not able to comprehend what it is. So we have comprehended according to our own thinking, that, oh, I will do this, I will do this, but not fully comprehended. Perhaps Dadi Janki has comprehended. That's why she works morning to evening. She is going for a bath. Yes, yes, come, I will meet you. She doesn't miss a single moment. Why? Donating, 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 donating. Because if you don't have, can't use that something, give it to some them on return basis. Okay, give me later on. So this donation we are not giving as doing as a charity to anyone. Actually we are investing like a very wise business person, our extra, so that can also earn for us. How they become dadis? Dadi is the dadi's daughter's daughter. She is dadi to that. What I mean is, those whom dadis have made capable, they are also making further people. So the share goes to dadis because they have expanded their work so much all over the world that they are themselves earning and their grandchildren are also earning and great grandchildren are also earning. So in this sense, you see that if we have got time, after all now our time is saved from useless things. Our thoughts are saved from wasteful thinking. So where will that energy go? So that energy is put to use. So what we do is, Baba has created this very system very, very appropriately for us. If we were living in our own houses, doing our own karmic account from copper age, then we are responsible for our actions. We get the reward of our actions. We get the sorrow of our actions. But now we are not, Baba has taken out, although physically we are in our individual units, but Baba has taken us out and made us shareholders of a very big corporate body. No such corporation exists in the world, whole world at all. And now our actions, although performed here, they belong to the corporate. Just as United Nations, I think many years back, had coined a slogan, think globally, act locally. You remember the United Nations had coined a slogan, think globally, act locally. They meant that all our actions should be for global benefit. What is happening in the world today is reverse of it. Think locally, act globally. All big business people want money and they go to the whole world to exploit it. So everyone, all political people, all financial people, all religious people also, they want to expand their own interests. So here, we were also like that in this world. But now Baba has totally changed our thinking. Act locally, think globally. I can't act in your country, but you, I can act in my Delhi city where I can't even act in Assam or Bombay because I am in Delhi. But I am acting locally for a global cause. And each of us is electing locally. Baba says, Sarvatma ka pita. The double foreigners have proved to the world that Baba is the father of all souls because he is the father of souls everywhere. So this is the meaning to our individual lives also. Whatever jnana we have got from Baba, not only we use for our own well-being here, we accumulate for future also, but still we invest it so that it serves two purposes. First of all, our actions turn from limited to unlimited. Our thoughts, our resources, our actions turn from limited to unlimited. So one basic principle of jnana is don't be limited. Don't be limited to yourself. Don't be limited to your family, to your country, to your center, to your own service, but be unlimited. So like an army, in army all people are required, people with big cannons are required, people with pistols are required, and if one doesn't appreciate, what will happen? Enemy is coming from a distance and I start using pistol, so it is out of range, enemy will come closer. Suddenly I think, no, pistol is not working, I use a cannon. The ball falls ahead of that person and he catches me from here. So we have to use appropriate armament. Similarly, all of us cannot do everything. Some of us can surrender and spend full time. Some of us can earn money. Some of us can do some other service, talk to people. You are in the world, you can talk to your colleagues, others. All role is very cleverly fixed. And we are supposed to be doing, helping in that. In the process we get helped. So in this donation, if we understand the basic law, giving is getting, then we can do the donation full, with large heart and ceaselessly. Giving is getting. This is jnana. And in the world, it is reverse. Getting is getting. In this whole world, but the formula they are following is getting is getting. And if they ask them to give, they feel, oh, they are being robbed and looted. Actually, giving is getting. Say a river. A river flows into the ocean and just merges itself in the ocean. After the river Mississippi merges into the ocean, it doesn't have its existence. Where is the river? It is ocean. But who provides water to that river? Ocean. Because from the ocean only, ocean is the reservoir of water. Water will go through, you know, evaporation, condense in some mountain, and slow release, it will be there. Similarly, everything in this world is only giving. The mango tree gives mangoes. It doesn't eat mangoes. The chair is made for us to sit. Chair does not sit on itself. This bulb gives light. It doesn't use the light itself. The sun gives heat and light not to itself. The river doesn't drink water. So everything is giving and in the process getting. So this is the simple law of Devta. Our ancestors were called Devta. Devta means giver. Because if you give, even little, your hand is like this. And if you get even much, your hand is like this. So here you become a slave or a beggar. Here you become an authority and a giver. So donating, who can donate? Only rich can donate. Poor will get. So, theoretically, philosophically also, one must have the attitude of a donator. And once you are a donor, you will be always contented. The secret of contentment in life is, never in your dream have the thought of getting. You will get rid of this greed as well as this idea of getting is more. No, give. Even Baba says, give your chance. If somebody, you have a chance, give it to the other, you will get fulfilled. The result you will get without even effort. If somebody takes away your chance, never mind, you get the reward without doing. So nice it is. Therefore, donating means, first of all, it is our duty to get rid of, Baba doesn't charge any fees from us for jnana he gives. So it is our duty for a chain reaction to pass on that jnana, whatever we got, at least to one person, because we got at least to one. You might have seen many chain companies running some business that we will give you this thing if you give to 10 people and so on. That's a commercial venture, but it's a spiritual venture. So we give, and to more people you give, they will get on the right path, and the earlier you give, they will get some time also to get on the right path. If you give on the last day, they can't do anything. So those dadis who started early, they might have made 5 people, but those 5 made 20 and like that. So that donation is helping us to increase our own inheritance for the next 21 generations. So we are not actually giving any charity. We are actually increasing, accumulating our energy. But now, no businessman will invest in a poor venture. We'll be very careful that wherever I am putting my money, first it is safe, secondly it earns, and thirdly it earns as much as possible. Similarly, this jnana is very precious. You can't just travel with a person and start giving him jnana. Okay, no. You have to see, it is given, Baba used to say, a valuable jewelry is kept in a very precious box. You can't give that jewelry on a piece of paper. No. So it is very valuable jnana. It should be given to those who really deserve to be given. There should be some inclination, there should be some curiosity, then only we give. Otherwise, give little message. Message, everybody is entitled. Now, how people will pick up that, don't bother, be bothered by that. Many BKs, when they interact with someone, and that person is not accepting, they get disheartened. What is this? Am I doing on the right path? Why this person is not accepting if it is godly jnana? Sometimes they get disturbed, or they say big gatherings of others. They think, why not BK should have big gathering? No. You will always find more crowd, more people, more customers at the grocery shop than at the jewelry shop. Have you ever found at the jewelry shop people queuing up or crowding? No. A few people will go. They may not also strike a bargain. In the whole day or even in a whole week, there may be 2 bargains. But that is jewelry. So this knowledge is of a different type. It cannot have mass appeal that all the masses will, otherwise, you know, what is the population of golden age? What is the population of golden age? 1 million. Okay. What is the population of silver age? At end of silver age? 330. If you give jnana to more people, okay, I give jnana to 1 million people, will I land in the golden age or in the silver age? Tell me. Tell me. Isn't it? Because all will be my subjects, so I will be in the silver age. That is why Baba says, please note carefully, please make inheritors. Mama never made so many subjects. Baba never traveled overseas also, but they are top of the golden age. Why? They made inheritors. Who made further inheritors? And who made, aim is to make inheritors, subjects are a byproduct. Even now, the dadis, they give knowledge, but the one who really inherits and become Baba's inheritor, that person is the real service you have done. Others are byproduct. So, we should go for the quality. First of all, we should appreciate the quality. There is always a clash between quality and quantity throughout. More quality, less quantity. More quantity, less quality. So therefore, this jnana is very, 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 very rare, very, very precious. First of all, we should feel ourselves not to be ordinary. We may be ordinary looking, we may be ordinary people in the world, but Baba has thought something and selected us. At least Baba's selection cannot go wrong. So it is faith. We say we have faith in Baba. Baba says have faith in yourself. First, as much faith we have in Baba, or as much faith Baba has in us, do we have in ourselves? Or no? We think, no, okay, Baba, yes, we are your children. Yes, you have done lot of mercy on us. But no, Baba wants inheritors, powerful inheritors. So if we have that in mind, with that mind you donate, then you will donate a quality thing to a quality person in less little time and not go about just distributing ordinary things. That is not charity. So we are doing everything for ourselves, but in an unlimited way, so we don't have attachment. We don't have ego. It is Baba's jnana we are giving. Attachment because we are just giving for in Baba's name. They are connected to Baba, not to us. So this way, in a free, liberated way, we should donate. So it's a cycle. You can donate only what you have got. And if you have got, you can donate only after you have used it for yourself. If in the first place you acquire very little, then you use very little, then you will be able to donate very little. It's a one thing dependent on the other. So if you want to see how much a soul is acquiring or accumulating, how much it is donating. That is why Baba says, I want serviceable children. Om Shanti.